Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. A clean heart.
I'm trying to figure out how to put it on.
So that
I'm going to go to it.
May
okay, where is it? Why can't I go to
worship
it?
Worship you. Change me, oh God. Make me more.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth. Right now, just thank God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Lift up your voice this morning. Come on, come on. Let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with song. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. Amen. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, where he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, amen, and worship him in truth and in spirit that he desires, amen. Come on, come on, oh, come on and sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great, hallelujah, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord maketh the heavens. Amen. Hallelujah. Honor majesty up before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Tremble before him. Oh, amen. All of the earth, see among the nations, the Lord reigns, the Lord. Hallelujah. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Come on, enter in this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. How many come to be changed this morning? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How many realize, oh, Lord, I need you to change me, oh, God, and do it right now. Father. Oh, Lord, I don't want to be the same. Come on, enter in this morning. Amen. Come on, come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Surrender all over to him right now. We're holding nothing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and believe and receive. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say today, church, if you can just believe it, amen, you shall receive it. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. For the Bible says in Psalm 51, amen, the theme is David's pleas for mercy, forgiveness, and cleansing. God wants our hearts to be right with him. As we decree and account Psalm 91, I pray right now that you may be cleansed. Amen. Hallelujah. That you may receive it right now. That you may believe it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 51, have mercy upon me, O God. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from all my sins. Amen. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have my sin. And done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity and in sin. My mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts of, and in the hidden parts of, you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Amen. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins. Hallelujah. And blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your spirit, hallelujah, from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing about your righteousness. I will, Lord, open my lips, O Lord, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. Your sacrifice of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. These, your God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Fill the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Oh, Lord, oh, God, hallelujah. We receive our forgiveness this morning. We receive the mercy of God that you give us each day, new mercies and new grace, and we receive our cleansing on today. Lord, we know your word says you want our hearts to be right with you. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that this morning, oh God, because we come believing this morning, we receive, oh God, a new heart, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you have created in us, oh God, a clean heart, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we repent this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we come asking to receive, oh God, knowing that it's already done, that we're washed and cleansed and forgiven, oh God, of all our sins and all unrighteousness, oh God, and cleansed, oh God, to the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we just want to say thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came, that you have, that you died for us, that you shed your blood on Calvary, oh God. We just want to say thank you, the blood that cleanses us, amen. Hallelujah, the blood that redeems us and makes all things new, that redeems us from the hallelujah, the curse of the law of sin and death. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for this day, for it's the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your hand is upon our neck, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us and given your angels charge over us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your hand to protect us around those that we love and concerned about, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for providing for you on Jehovah Jireh. We can't thank you enough, but yes, we thank you. We thank you for your peace, telling you that the past is all understanding, oh God. You are Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, oh God, that you that fight our battles, for you are Jehovah for God that goes before us, oh God, preparing us, David. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we can receive change. We can receive that our minds are being renewed right now. Amen. As we enter in this morning, amen, with expectations in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, thank you. We bless your holy name, Father. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you right now. Father God, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are the creator of all, in all, and for all, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your word that you will not withhold any good thing from us, your children. And we decree and declare this morning because we believe, amen, that we receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come to give you thanks this morning. Have your way in us, Lord. Oh, Lord, for you are the power and we are the clay. We mold us, oh God, in the way you would have us to be, oh, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We come seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness this morning. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you would have for us to do, amen? And we shall be obedient, oh God, to do all that you called us to do, to fulfill every assignment, oh God, just like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he left nothing undone, oh God. It is our prayer that we leave nothing undone, oh God, that your will be done. So right now we bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ will arise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray.